This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. We're also online at ijpr.org, and we've got another live session for you today. Joining me in the JPR studios is Amy Levere. Amy, welcome to JPR.
Thank you, Eric.
You are originally from where?
I was born in Shreveport, Louisiana, but I've spent most of my teen years up just north of Detroit, and now I've been in Memphis for 15 years, so I claim Memphis as home.
And in the early years, I read you did an awful lot of moving around.
Yeah, my dad built General Motors plants.
Oh, really?
That project would take anywhere from 3 months to 2 years, depending on if they were just changing over the car or building a plant from scratch. So we moved constantly, mostly around Canada and Michigan, Ohio, that area.
Is that a fairly disruptive thing for a child growing up to be moving all over the place all the time?
Yeah, it was definitely disruptive, but I kind of thrived on it. I liked it. I mean, you'd miss your friends, but I always looked forward to the new town.
Yeah. So by high school years, I understand you were a bit rebellious. Had a little runaway trip for a while with a friend, which it's kind of an interesting story because it kind of ties back into songs that are on your newest album, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But there was definitely a period of time where you were out doing your own thing and trying to find your own way?
Yeah, my parents finally decided to buy a house when my sister and I were going into high school. They wanted us to be able to at least spend our high school years in one place. And I think I was kind of addicted to the traveling, and I got very restless, and it was a really small, really small town in the woods, and there wasn't a lot to do. And I took an adventure to Chicago briefly, but I learned pretty quickly when I got there that my life was not going to be living in bus stations, so I allowed myself to be caught and went home pretty quick.
At what age did you land a job at Sun Studios?
What age?
Yeah.
I think I was 24, maybe.
Had you already been making music for quite a few years before landing that job, or was that your entry into doing this?
Oh, no, I fronted my first band at 13, and that band, I was in that band for almost 6 years.
13? Mm-hmm. What kind of music were you making?
I was teen angst, you know, art rock, just edging on punk, a lot of screaming and flailing my arms.
Does that stuff exist anywhere?
Yeah, there's one record called And Bingo Was a Baby.
How did you start playing the upright? Were you playing bass in that band as a
13-year-old? No, I just fronted the band. This was, I very briefly lived in Nashville, and it was a band house. A lot of musicians rented rooms, and there were two upright players renting rooms at the time, and I was, you know, over there trying to clunk through cowboy chords on an acoustic guitar, and the upright came really naturally to me, so I got it. I didn't think, maybe even for like a year, that I was playing it and sitting in on Lower Broad sometimes, did I ever think that I was going to start using it as my tool, you know, but it just came so naturally to me, and now I don't know what to do without it. I feel ridiculous standing there without it on stage.
So in the teenage band, you were singing, then you picked up bass and took to it quickly. Was it difficult to merge the two of them, to be able to sing while you were playing bass?
Not for me. I get asked that often, but I don't think I knew it was supposed to be hard. You know what I mean? I was clueless that was supposed to be challenging, you know, but people bring it up how hard it is, but I don't find it to be difficult at all.
Amy Levere is my guest live here on Jefferson Public Radio. Her newest release is called Runaway's Diary, out on Archer Records. What do you guys want to play first? And I should say, by the way, you have brought somebody in with you. Who have you brought?
I've brought Will Sexton, Austin, Texas royalty Will Sexton, here with me.
Welcome. What do you want to play first?
We're going to play a song called Last Rock and Roll Boy to Dance. Listening to it rain for days, but now the storm's given up its fight. High alone at home so long, I'll take the wind out on the town tonight and ride my bike around this cried-out city and the streets steam. The lonely sound, it's like the end of a record or the start of a bad dream. So if I'm getting a thrill from the jukebox and the candy-colored jukebox light, and this mystery boy rides home with me, ring, ring goes the bell on my bike. Damn these rules we carved in stone, I wanna bust them into pieces on the dance floor. There shouldn't be rules in rock and roll, and who are we saving our broken hearts for? Yeah, he's the last rock and roll boy to dance. Yeah, ring, ring goes the bell on my bike. And he's got a hand in my pocket. Yeah, ring, ring goes the bell on my bike. I see clearly he's a thief. Well, he can take what he likes, 'cause he's given me some feeling it's worth anything that he might be stealing. Damn these rules we carved in stone, I wanna bust them into pieces on the dance floor. There shouldn't be rules in rock and roll, and who are we saving our broken hearts for? Damn these wallflower faces of stone, red and blue in the lights of their cellular phones. I don't care if they laugh when we walk out this door. Yeah, who are we saving our broken hearts for?
That is Amy Levere live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new album is called Runaway's Diary. If you missed the beginning of our live session today, you can find audio as well as a couple of photos up on our website at ijpr.org. Well, Amy, you mentioned 15 years now in Memphis. 2011, you were named Best Singer in Memphis for, what, the second consecutive year? Has that streak continued?
Yeah, I think I'm going on 4 now.
Nice. I mean, that's a pretty crowded field to be compared to.
Oh, it's absolutely ridiculous, too, because there are so many better singers in Memphis than me. I work so hard and I play so much, and I think I just have a little bit of a higher profile than a lot of other singers in the town. But I don't, I do not have the best voice in Memphis, but it should be more, you know, who's doing it most, maybe. I should win the marathon for who's singing more than anyone else. I don't know.
You know, there was one of the things that I hear as you sing on your albums, and certainly here just, you know, a few feet away from me, is there's this girlish quality to the sound of your voice, which in classic jazz, Blossom Dearie was always known for having this very girlish, impish sound to her voice. And that was the quality that made her so incredibly engaging and brought her so many fans, because it felt like such a real natural person. And it feels that way when I hear you sing.
Well, I always wanted to be a singer, and I never had a athletic voice. I never had a big range, and I think that because I was so intrigued by lyrics more than anything, that I knew I was going to be a storyteller, really. And so I felt like it was going to just need to be, well, I don't know what I'm really saying. My natural voice is the only one I have. You know what I mean? I didn't have the ability to find any kind of other voice to, you know, I can't do the acrobatics of the, you know, a lot of what our quote-unquote great singers can do, so.
I want to talk about the new album certainly in just a minute, but one album I want to bring up quickly to help keep it from being overlooked by a lot of folks is this album that you were on, The Wandering.
Oh, yeah, which is so fun.
Literally a super band. Luther Dickinson was on this, a woman that very few people had heard of at the time and have heard of now, Valerie June, mm-hmm. was on the record, Shannon McNally, who you have collaborated with a lot over the years. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about how that project came together. Were these all folks that you knew from your home base in Memphis?
No, we lived in the same neighborhood in Memphis. I've known her since I moved to town, and she's really hardworking, and we've known each other forever. Luther, I've known forever. I had never worked with Luther previously. Valerie and I had been on the same bill a handful of times, but Luther I hadn't worked with, but I'd worked a lot with his father. And Shannon I was aware of. We'd played a couple of shows together, but we'd never really got to know each other until that project. And then I had never known Sharday Thomas, who through the experiences, I just adore her. She is, if not the, very close to my favorite drummer I've ever played with in my life. For whatever reason, her and I have just such a similar pocket, and we just get a ton of joy out of playing together. So she's on the new record with me, and I don't want to ever have to record without her, to be honest. She's really special.
Amy LeVere is my guest live in the JPR studios. One other thing I want to bring up real quickly is that you have had a couple of minor film roles, one of which is a bit notable, and I have to ask you about it. You played Wendy number 2 in the classic film Eat.
Of all the films for you to bring up, oh, I just love you.
I'm just kind of kidding. I mean, you were indeed Wendy number 2, but you got an opportunity to play Wanda Jackson.
Yes, I did, and it was the best. I was just playing in this bar in Memphis, and I happened to be the assistant casting director for Walk the Line, and they invited me to audition for the role. But what was even more special than that, because that it was pretty much completely edited out in the cutting room floor, so it's, you have to even be sharp to see me in it. But it led to me getting to meet Wanda, and then I got to open a handful of shows with her and back her as her backing band, and that was pretty wild because I've been a fan for a long time.
Was it harder for you to take on her persona? I mean, even in the limited amount of time that you were doing it, was it harder for you to take on her persona or for you to try to emulate her musical performance?
You know, it's such a blur. I just know that I was wearing the prettiest dress I'd ever been in before, and my hair and my makeup were all done, and I just was having an out-of-body experience, and it was just this, I mean, I don't know if I was acting. I think I was just singing her song and in awe, really.
It's like fan camp.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, she's exactly. So much fun to be around.
Yes,
it's Amy LeVere.
Fun.
Amy LeVere is live here in the JPR studios. Her new album is called Runaway's Diary. We will talk about how that album came together in just a bit. What do you want to play next?
I'm going to play a song called Big Sister. I have a big sister, and for a while when we were teenagers and younger, we were kind of assholes to each other. We didn't really have chemistry, weirdly enough. But now she's one of my closest friends, and I love her to death, but I don't know that she'll like this one. Big sister's got a light above. Big sister, big shadow. She's She's got the kind of shade that makes me afraid. Big sister, big shadow. Big sister's telling lies again. Big sister, big shadow. I'm scared of her so I won't tell a soul. Big sister, big shadow. Yes, she's daddy's girl, the one that made him sigh. And nice pretty things sparkled in his eye. And just about time these things lost their new, they came me. But only she could be daddy's girl. And I was the one who should have been daddy's son. And big sister gets her first steps. Big sister learns to run. Big sister gets to daddy's knee before me. Big sister's no fun. And I'm just playing the things that she's played out. I'm learning things that she's known about. One step behind, one step too slow. I can't keep up. And she won't wait up. She's daddy's girl. And I was the one who should have been daddy's son. And big sister gets new clothes. Big sister, big shadow. Big sister never wants me around. She don't care where I go. Big sister gets to first base. Big sister, big tramp. Big sister's wearing makeup on her face, and she don't care that I can't. Sister's telling lies again. Big sister, big secret. I'm scared of her so I won't tell a soul. Big sister, big secret. She's got the kind of shade that makes me afraid. Big sister, big shadow.
That is Big Sister. It's Amy Levere live on Jefferson Public Radio. Music from the brand new release called Runaway's Diary. That went out on Archer Records. AmyLevere.com, the website for more information, by the way, or Twitter, Facebook, all of that kind of stuff. I want to talk about the new album, and just in passing, mention briefly your previous release, which came out back in 2009, Stranger Me. This thing was referred to as the breakup album of the year, and you were, from what I understand, kind of going through a painful split with your partner, who was also a bandmate, had lost your producer and good friend that you had worked with for quite some time, Jim Dickinson. Here we are, 5 years later. Where are you at now?
Well, I'm homeless.
Really?
I'm homeless now. Now, I've rented out my house till December because I'm traveling so much and in support of this record. But I'm, other than feeling a little adrift, I'm happier than I've ever been. I'm in love, and I'm doing what I love, and I'm in a pretty good place.
You refer to the new album, Runaway's Diary, as a concept album, sort of a collection of stories of a road traveler.
Well, I didn't begin the record with that consciously, but I had a few songs written for the record, and I wrote this one particular song that now opens the record called Rabbit. And after I finished that song, I realized that I had a theme and that what I was writing about was leaving, adventuring, and also going home. And it just inspired the project. So I kicked off a couple of songs that wouldn't fit, and I didn't specifically start to write songs like that, but the ones that I had that would fit. And then as I started to piece together what I had, I realized that there was actually a way to sequence the record that sort of made it feel like a novel, and I got really excited about that. And I like how it came out. I wouldn't say that I was being real calculating about it. It just sort of went in that direction, and I think it tells a really honest story. Hmm.
Some of the stories that you write about in the songs are stories from many years previously. Were the facts of those stories affected by the passage of time as you were trying to recollect what happened back in those years?
Probably.
Or at the very least, maybe your feelings of those facts?
I don't know. I think there's something about me where I can kind of slip into the past pretty convincingly, even to myself. I think I hang on to emotions like fingerprints or foot. You know, they imprint on you because you can. I don't know. I don't think I'm alone in this, where you can sort of daydream about a past situation and still feel the same hurt or like a. I don't know.
So you don't do that slide from participant in the story to observer that writes a song about it?
No, I don't think I really do that, actually. Hmm. I mean, if I make it up, I mean, Rabbit, for example, that one was written about could have been a potentiality, not what actually happened. I did run away from home. I did not stay on the lam and become a drug addict and live in a gutter, you know. I went back home and...
You didn't become homeless until now.
Right. That's right. But, you know, Rabbit is more about, I was so close. It's so, you know, your choices in life are so fragile. You know, you can't really always predict what's going to be down the road for you. And then you make one bad decision and then you end up in this whole other, you know, hell. So Rabbit is about having not made the decision to be caught and go home and staying on the lam, how that would have potentially ruined my life, or at least created one.
Parallel life.
Yeah, parallel right. life. I can still feel sadness about that potential person, though, but not as deeply as I, having lived it, obviously.
Yeah. You've said that you're in a pretty good place now, fallen mm-hmm. in love, but you have talked about how this album was actually made under some amount of duress.
Well, it was crazy. I had a total crush on someone, and I was like, yeah, I was in duress. I didn't think that it was going to happen.
But it worked out.
Yeah, it worked out.
And now you're out on tour with a great new record called Runaway's Diary. It's Amy Levere live here on Jefferson Public Radio. What are you going to play to go out today?
You know what? I have no shame in playing cover material, and I've been sort of wild about this Neil Young song. And Will sings so pretty on it with me, so I'm going to share it with you. It's a little song called The Losing End. But you were not at home. to some old friends for a while before I wandered off alone. Well, I miss you more than ever since you've gone. I can hardly tears fall down like rain, and it's so hard for me now, but I'll make it somehow, though I know I'll never be the same. Won't you ever change your ways? It's so hard to make love pay when you're on the losing end, and I feel that way again.
That is Amy Levere with Will Sexton live here on Jefferson Public Radio. Amy's new album out on Archer Records is called Runaway's Diary. You can find out more about her at her website, amylevere.com, or connect with her on Facebook or Twitter if you like. Amy, it is a great album of wonderful stories, and I really appreciate you sharing some of those stories with us today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you giving us a reason to come into your sweet little town, too, Eric. Thank you.